of Stam Nazira Shloshim Yom, that unless otherwise specified, again, you could have Nazir Olam, which we talked about, but unless otherwise specified, we assume that 30 days is the default period. Now, this is something that comes up in Halacha in a very broad way, that 30 days, unit of time, we just said, Chodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chadashim, it cuts down pretty deep into the Jewish consciousness, the Jewish experience. We have this idea of Nimshala Yisrael Levana that, might explain a lot of it in the broadest sense of the term, meaning, for us, the month is a significant period of time, and so unless otherwise specified, we have the idea of a month, but, you see it across halacha, maybe most famously with Avelos, right? The idea of Shloshim, obviously Aviv Imo is going to be beyond that, but still there is a difference between Shloshim and, Aviv V'Imo, Yud Beis Chodesh, right? Shloshim is still the more intensive period of Avelos. You have it by, let's say, the Eishes Yifas Tovar, Uvachsa, Saviya Vesima, Yerach Yamim, for some that is, a reflection of Avelos, for some that's, more about a period of tshuva. Aviyah Ve'asima is, the Avodah Zarah Shava. Chodesh Elul, right, the idea of 30 days being a transformational period in that regard. So the idea of 30 days as a transformational period in Halacha is something that, if you take nothing else from, thinking about today's daf and the machlokas that we'll see with Bar Pada, who says 29 days, right, which is really interesting because that's also a month, right, that's a Chodesh Chaser from a certain point of view. So it seems like they're both, subscribing at some basic level to the idea of a month as this transitional or even transformational period. I think that's the point that I really want you to take away, right? And we're going to talk about a lot of the details, but the idea of a month in Yados going back to HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, we don't just daven for a good year, but what do? We daven every month. We have Birchas HaChodesh, Shetechadesh Aleinu es HaChodesh Hazeh, L'tova, Livracha, etc. So the idea of 30 days, a very, very powerful thing, as far as halacha is concerned. And so unless otherwise specified, we don't say, we're going to talk about this in the Gemara, we don't say, it should be a week, or it should be a year, or it should be 2 years, or 10 years. No, unless otherwise specified, right, Stam Nazirus is going to be Shloshim Yom. And that, I think, is a very... maybe it's so obvious to us because we come with insider information, it's hard to undo what you know. But if somebody had told me, just trying to be honest about it, that there is an institution called Stam Naziris, a person doesn't specify. You know what I would have said, to be honest? I would have said Nazir Olam, right? That once you say you're a Nazir and it works, okay, so once you accept that premise, I would have assumed, Ken, that it works right forever, right? You're a Nazir Olam and it's up to you to specify. Oh, I only really meant it for 2 years. I only really meant it for a year. I only meant it for 6 months. I only meant it for a month, right? I would have assumed that the onus is upon you. So why do we just sweep in and say, Stam Nazira Shloshim Yom? I think that is like a very fascinating idea. Okay, so Stam Nazira Shloshim Yom, that's the Mishnah. Hey, I'm an olive towards the bottom, okay? And there's a lot to say about it. 7 lines from the bottom. Mino Hani Milei. Samar of Nasna Merkwa Kadosh Yihyeh. Yeah, bigmatria tlasin havu. So it's not maybe the most inspiring, limud, but the pasuk says kadosh yihyeh. So yud is worth 10, and hey is worth 5. So you have 10 and 5, 15, and then you have that twice. So that would be 30, right? So that's how we get to 30. Bar pada amar keneged nazir nizro hamurim b'tora lamed chaser achas. If you count up all the times that the Torah makes reference to the institution of nazirus, it comes out to shloshim. Chaser Achas, very reminiscent of Malkos, right? Of Arbaim, Chaser Achas. Aaron, so wonderful to see you and to be together. We don't say 29, we say Shloshim Chaser Achas. And you're going to see that's an important, it's a nuance. You say, okay, 30 minus 1 and 29 are obviously, from a mathematical arithmetic standpoint, the same thing. But obviously, it's reflective of this idea that even Bar Pada, in his own way, agrees that 30 is the real number. Okay, so we have a member of the next generation, joining us, which is always a very special thing for us. But the point really is, when we think about it in a deeper way, again, this period of 30 days or 29 days, and everything that we said about Chodesh Yamim and Avelos and everything like that, the terms of the Machlokes are not just, pretty similar, but they seem to be revolving around the idea of, you know, chaser and male, etc. So the Gemara says, you know, v'rmasl naminela fmi nazir nizra, why doesn't he just count up the instances of the Torah? M'chahu the drasha. I need that pasuk, miyayin v'sheicha yazir lesor yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus. As we talked about, fascinating machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, you know, what we mean by mushba v'omeid mihar Sinai, but I need at least one of them for the drasha, and therefore I just can't count them arithmetically. They're needed to teach me other things. Right? So lesor yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus. Ki afel neder nazir lahazir melamed Shahanazirus chala al nazirus, right? A drasha that if I read, you know, say, you know, I'm a nazir if I eat this particular kikar, and then I, you know, repeat that, so then I have 60 days, right? That nazirus is chal al gabe nazirus, so I need to learn that halacha as well, so it's not available for, you know, arithmetic. So Barpada says you can walk in true gum at the same time. I don't see what the problem is. It could all of them teach me drashos at some level, and indeed all of them are used for the arithmetic conclusion of shloshim chaser achas. Tanan stam nizira shloshim yom bishlam. The Rav Masna nicha. Right, their mishnah supports Rav Masna out. The Barpada kashem lecha Barpada ay didika yom tlasin. So Barpada comes up with a fascinating answer. He says, I'm not bothered by the mission at all. And it seems a little bit, I don't like to use the term brazen, but I can't think of another word at the moment. So the Mishnah says 30 days. And Barpada, here you come along and say 29 days. That doesn't bother you, right? 30 is not 29, and 29 is not 30. He says, no. Because remember, the day after the completion of Nazirus, of Yom Alos, Yemei Nizro, so what happens? He brings the karban, etc., and he's Migaleach Seyar. So he says that's all part of the process. So now, I just want to highlight a point, because we've been discussing this at great length, and I just want to add, you know, a note here that I think, you know, should speak to all of us, right? This whole idea of the karban being integrated into the Naziris, right? That's been our major theme so far in the Masechta, arguably, going back to Tosfos on Beis Amid Aleph, where Tosfos, on Hey Amid Beis, towards the top, Tosfos made the point, right? Tosfos says, look, don't you understand? That when the Gemara asked, why are we here in Seder Nashim, what it really meant to say was not Nezikin, was not Zroim, was not Moed, was not Taros, it was Kodshim. It should be in Kodshim, because it's all about the Karban, right? So don't you understand that, you know, the Karban is so fundamental? So here, what's Barpada saying? Yeah, 29 days for the Zeros, and day 30... for the karban, it doesn't bother me at all. Stam nazirus shloshim yom. Okay, that answer requires, you know, a nachshon ben aminadav. It's parshas b'shalach this coming week, right? So, you know, type of a leap of faith. You have to really believe that the karban integrates into the nazirus in a very powerful way to say what Barpada is saying. So tanan, let's try it again. Mi shamarini nazir migaleach yom shloshim ve'echad v'sham l'rav mas l'nichal barpada kashya. So we think we have Barpada on the ropes right now, because now it says day 31, right? He could explain day 30, but not day 31. Amar lecha Barpada yom haseifa. He says, look at the end. Im gileach yom shloshim yatz. It's okay to do it on the 30th. So what I'm saying is true. Now, admittedly, that sounds b'diavad, but Barpada hanging in hat on that for now. So ela seifa messiah le'reish anasek omer shleimin. So the Gemara says, well, maybe that's a little bit of a different case. A little bit machlokes Rashi Tosfos what shleimin means. Maybe this is a case where it wasn't really stam nazirus, but a person articulated shloshim yom. So even Barpada, of course, will be motivated in that case to say, if you said 30 days, it'll be, you know, 30 days. There's no problem in terms of Barpada and shloshim yom. The other possibility, right, is that it's nasa kishleim, and even if he didn't fully articulate shloshim yom, what it means is that shloshim yom may ace la ace. That's the suggestion that Rashi makes as well. Well, the Rav Masna kashya, it should be difficult for Rav Masna from the Seifa. So Kasavra, he'll answer Miktas Hayom Kikulo. Okay, even though the Seifa sounds on its face to be problematic for Rav Masna, who says it should be 30 full days of Nazirus, so it should be 31 or 60 full days of Nazirus, and then 61. So he'll tell you that Miktas Hayom Kikulo. And again, I want to just, you know, give you a sense here that the idea of Miktas Hayom Kikulo is not altogether shocking if you're willing to approach it from the standpoint that we said. Remember, we appealed to the model of Avelos. We talked about Avelos, Shloshim Yom. Do we have Miktas Hayom Kikulo by Shloshim and Avelos? Absolutely we do. So maybe we have Miktas Hayom Kikulo right, when it comes to Nazirus. Okay, so even though there are plenty of reasons to make a distinction between Nazirus and Avelos, you could argue Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, and it sounds like Rav Masna wants to fall back on that position. Now Yosef, hold on for a second. Don't get that idea too deeply into your head, because there's very good reasons to reject that as well. After all, doesn't the Torah say, Uvil Yom Milos, right? You may know that you really have to complete them. So the idea of Miktsas Hayom Kikulo is perhaps less persuasive or compelling than it would be in the context of Avelos. Okay, so Tnan, round three. Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, Im Gileachim Shloshim Lo Yatsa. So clearly, right, you know, if you said 30 days and you rescued defeat from the jaws of victory in the last day, Lo Yatsa. So again, Ba'omer Shloimin, that's his case where you articulated 30 full days. Round four, Tnan, Misha Nazir Beis Nazirus. Right, so you have successive counts of Nazirus. We just talked about Nazirus, Chal Al Gabi Nazirus. Megaleach es harishona yom shoshim ve'echad. Okay, sounds a lot like Rav Masna. The first one concludes, and then the 31st day, person cuts their hair. Vashni al yom shishim echad. Bishlam leRav Masna nicha. Top line vavam nalva lebar pada kasha. Because why are you shaving your head on the 31st day? It should really be on the 30th day, according to Bar Pada. So Amr lecha Bar Pada ema seifa. He says, okay, you're right. Maybe you have a little bit of a kasha against me from the Reisha, but the Seifa seems to work out better for me. Why? It sounds from the Seifa, it says you could do it on the 30th and the 60th. So Bar Pada's count is alive and well. 29 days for Nazirus, you know, shave your head on the 30th. 29 days for Nazirus, shave your head on the 60th. It sounds, you know, pretty straightforward. Okay, so Ela Seifa Misayale, Reisha, what are we going to say with that? But Omer Shleimim. You'll have to say that according to Bar Pada that he articulated not stam the zeros, but he articulated exactly shloshim yom. The Rav Masna kasha seifa. Rav Masna is in a bad way. Rav Masna katani seifa yom shloshim ola lechan ulechan. So Rav Masna is a very big chiddush. Before he just said miktsas hayom kikulo. Now he wants to say that the 30th day can play in both directions. So mayi miktsas hayom kikulo amra chada zimna. The Gemara says it's a much bigger chiddush. Ma'od the same hanimilu le'inin chad nazirus, aval l'shtei nazirus lo kamash malon. So we have a remarkable idea that's worth pausing for to really get into. It's one thing to say you're a nazir, let's say for 30 days, and the 30th day, as soon as you wake up in the morning, we can assume that the 30th day is, you know, going to be sufficient. And okay, we'll say that you completed your nazirus. But to say that it's ola l'chan u'l'chan, that it could both be the 30th and final day of one round of Nazirus, as well as the first day of the next round of Nazirus, that seems to be a stira minei uve, an internal paradox. How could something be both the final day of one round of Nazirus and the first day of the next round of Nazirus, especially in light of the fact that, okay, it's one thing to say, oh, okay, you know, it's a Chiddush HaTorah that you can, you know, count it in both directions. It's a two for one. But here's the real problem that underlies that. Why is that so difficult for that? Because it's such a strange, paradoxical phenomenon. How do you end Nazirus? By shaving your head. How do you begin Nazirus? By not cutting your hair. How could Yom Shloshim be Ola L'chan U'L'chan? Red is not blue. Blue is not red. Black is not white. White is not black. Day is not night. How can you have these conflicting phenomenon here? That's the trouble that the Gemara has in terms of, right, it's not just Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, but the idea of Ola L'chan U'L'chan is a very, 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 very difficult idea, you know, for us to try to reconcile. Okay, so Tanan, this is now round five in Bar Pada and Rav Masna. Gileach Yom Shishim Chasar Echad Yatsa. Okay, Shiyom Shloshim Ola Lo Min Haminyan. Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha LeBar Pada Lamali Hamar Shloshim Chasar Echad. Why do you have a Mishnah that tells me this explicitly? According to him, it doesn't need to be said. It's 29 days, and then the 30th day, of course, will be the day of Giluach, etc. So Bar Pada says, yeah, this was one of my sources at arriving at my conclusion. Don't ask it as a kash on me. I looked at this material, and I drew my conclusion. Round six. That's the way we typically understand. It makes perfect sense according to Rav Masna, the Bar Pada Kashi. According to Bar Pada, what do you mean, Soser Esakol? You're still in the throes of your Nazirus. What do you mean? You completed 29 days. This is the 30th day. You're no longer responsible. The 30th day is just about bringing the karban. The 30th day is just about, you know, going through the process of Mechusar Kippurim, etc. Vav Amid Bey's top line. Some of the Chabar Padim a Sefer, Blazer Omer, Eino Soser, Ella Shiva. We're going to now appeal to the Sheet of Rabbi Lazar, where Rabbi Lazar has a fascinating idea. We're going to try to get to the bottom of the idea. Rabbi Lazar says, as the Torah already discusses, V'chiyamus meis alav b'fesa pis'om, right, when you have a situation where there is a tumas meis that comes up in the zirus, again, it sounds like a situation of anos, is completely, you know, beyond the person's ability, and there is nothing that they could have done differently, there's nothing at all that they could have done about it. But in that situation, so the person is tumas meis, so we have the normal protocols of tumas meis, right, day 3 and day 7, there are hazaos, right, there's sprinkling that has to take place, then the person would have to become tahor, under those circumstances, and then he would have to re-engage his nazirus at some level. So the question becomes, you know, he spent these 7 days being mitar himself, how does that affect the count? So our natural assumption was, well, of course, you have to go back to the beginning. So if you were a nazir for a year, you'd start at the beginning. If you're nazir, stam nazir, shloshim yom, you have to go back to the beginning. So Rabbi Lazar, the Gemara is saying for now, thinks that, no, you just lose 7 days. You just lose 7 days. The 7 days that you spent counting for tumah, so those 7 days have to be then reintegrated. That's what the Gemara wants to suggest. Eino soser l'shevos. Isak v'day tuch shloshim v'inan nister kulo. Right? So if you really think that it's 30 full days, so shouldn't you have to have 30 full days? So kasav Rav Lazar miktsas hayom kikulo. Must be, according to Rav Lazar, the fact that he became tamei on the last day, you already had fundamentally completed your nazirus. That's why he's suggesting that you don't need to go back to the beginning. So now we get to round 7, where we may challenge the doctrine, a number of the doctrines. It's not any nazir meyayom. Let's say the person stipulates, not stam nazirus, but 100 days. Nitma yom meya soser sakol, according to Chachamim Sari, right? You rescued defeat from the jaws of victory, right? The last day, right, as painful as it is to imagine, but on the very, very, very last day, right, you lost out on your nazirus, okay? So Rabbi Lazar Omer, no soser ala shloshim yom. So you have to go back and observe a full month. It should only be, you know, making up these 7 days. I don't understand. So Rabbi Lazar should say, you have to go back to the beginning of the 100. What's the 7 days? So it must be that we have to move away from Mitzas Hayom Kikulo as a model. So Yahachi Lister Kulu. So then we have to go back to the beginning of the 100 on Reish Lakish. So you have a kind of a special halacha, and the halacha is, again, a very fascinating kind of an idea, right? But that the halacha is that if the guy becomes tameh on the last day of his nazirus, there's kind of like a special dispensation that he's given in that situation, where because it happened on the last day, we're going to give him the Torah's Nazir. That even though we don't say Miktsas Hayom Kekulo as a din klali, we're willing to say it as a din prati, as a specific halacha based on the Gzeiras HaKasev, right? Zos Torah's Nazir B'yom Melos Yemei Nizro. So we're going to count it, you know, for him. A very fascinating concept. It's not the generic concept of Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. It's a very specific concept which would apply only in the world of Nazirus. So that might be the explanation that even though it was on the 100th day, he doesn't have to observe 100 full days anymore. So lema ketanai, maybe this whole machokas, we went 7 rounds. We didn't go the full 15, you know, and this is not Frazier and Ali, but it was pretty close, right? You know, in terms of Bar Pada and Rav Masna, you know, this is, I don't know, what they call it, the rumble in the jungle, something like that. So the thriller in Manila. So, right, okay, there you go. A little cultural reference, Howard Cosell. Okay, so the idea here is that Bar Pada and Rav Masna went 7 rounds at it, right? 30 versus 29. So the truth is, maybe it's all based on earlier sources. Lema kitanoi. Maybe this is really, you know, deeply rooted in the earlier machlokes. Okay, ad melos hayamim shemane miyad yamim shnayim. So tamadomer kadoshia gadol pera in gidol pera in gidol seir pachos mishloshim divrei Rav Yoshia. So Rav Yoshia says like Rav Master. Rav Yonasan omer nutzarech harei omer ad melos hayamim. So yelo hayyamim tzrich lemalos havi omer shloshim. I love Rav Masna. Damar Rabbi Yosha Bar Pada Damar Rabbi Yonasan. So they align with earlier shitos in the Tanaim. Okay. Sam lecharav masna koliyam shloshim bayinan. I don't think so. I don't think there was a machlokas about this between Rabbi Yosha and Rabbi Yonasan. V'hacha ba'ad ad bichlal pigi. Rabbi Yosha savar ad right ad malos hayamim. V'lo ad bichlal. Rabbi Yonasan savar ad v'ad bichlal. Okay. So this is the question of whether or not we say, you know, the last day is included. So Amar Mar, Yeluin Yomim Shetrich Lamalos Havi Omer Shloshim Ema Shabbos. So now let's get back to the beginning. As I said, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. So Hachodesh Hazalachem Rosh Chodashim. Why is the unit of the month so impressive? Right? Maybe it should be a week. So the Gemara says Shabbos Miika Chasi Rusa. Right? We don't have the idea of full or Chaser and Malay Shabbos. So Shabbos is always 7 days. So it can't be. Ad Malos, right, is suggestive of the idea that it could be Chaser, it could be Malay. Ve'ema Shana, so maybe it's a full year. So Mimaninan Liyomi. Ve'harabban the Kesari Amri, we just read it yesterday. Min ayin shein mon yam l'shanim shenamar rishon hu lachem l'chad shei hashana chadashim mechashvin l'shanim v'lo yomim l'shanim. So the Gemara says, no, right, that when it comes to a year is broken down into units of months. Okay, of course there are also days, but halachically speaking, we relate to it by units of months. Just like a month is not broken down into hours, but days. And days are broken down not into seconds, but hours, as the case may be. Okay, so we always go one unit down. So really what we talked about today is the principle of Stam Nizirus Shloshim Yom. We have Machlokes, Rav Masna and Bar Pada. How we get there is a gematria of Yehiyah, of Arpada, Shloshim Chasarachas, because we count up the times. And I said they both seem to be really revolving their position around the Chodesh paradigm, the Chodesh Malay, the Chodesh Chaser. We talked about the role of the Chodesh in Yadas, and we saw some of the expressions of that idea, right, in terms of Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. We ended up saying the idea that maybe the last day is a little different is not a reflection of Miktsas Hayom Kekulo, but Exeras Akasav Zostoras Hanazir Biyom Melos Yemei Nizrao. So we said that that really is a special or a distinctive halacha. We also mentioned that the idea of Kodshim is alive and well, because remember, in the first of the 7 rounds that we were going through, so Bar Pada responded of Masna, I'm not bothered by the Mishnah at all. I think it was actually round 2, right? Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, I said 29, because the 30th day is for the Korbanos. So you see, the Korbanos are like an integrated feature in the Nazirus itself. So again, we understand Stam Nazirus indeed to be Shloshim Yom, and that's the position of Rav Masna. Even though Bar Pata was more than able to hold his ground, and Ben Ashar, we picked up many, many unique halachos. We talked about the idea of Nazirus Chalo Gabe Nazirus. We talked about the idea of Yom Shloshim Ola Lachan Lachan, even though that sounded like a paradox in terms, because how could you both be shaving your hair and at the same time restarting a Nazirus? A very fascinating concept, but something the Gemara, was willing to consider. So Mir Tashem, what we'll do is we'll pick it up tomorrow on Zion Amid Aleph. Let's Rabbi. Hold it up here.